The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power Up Branding with Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady. This is the show that will help you learn about, execute, and promote your brand, no matter your age, status, or branding experience. Now, here is your host, Kathy Bass.
Power Up.
Welcome to your Power Hour. This is your hour, your time to enjoy the joy of self-discovery. So I thank you for tuning in. Those who are continued listeners, thank you for your loyalty. And those who are new, this show is not about rules because it's just too hard to follow rules. What I like to do is combine, well, lots of different elements, but the main ingredients here are psychology, which is how you establish meaning and understanding, common sense, which isn't always so common, and action, stuff you can do on a day-to-day basis, stuff that you might hear me say that might not hit you at the moment, but a couple days later it will. How do I know that? Because people call me up and they say, oh my gosh, I heard your voice. Speaking of which, that is the title of today's episode, Find Your Brand Voice. I'm excited. The last few episodes I had trouble with my voice because I had a cold combined with allergies, but I had to show up and that's a priority. And that was my voice at the time. And that's real life. So I want to set the scene for you and then we will fill in the essence and we'll have a guest joining us shortly. And it starts with that word that we can't get around, authentic. So let's just break it down real quick. Authenticity, it requires vulnerability and emotions, I should say. And you can tame those with boundaries, and it can be messy, but you can have that messiness behind the scenes, because if it wasn't messy, you wouldn't be stretching yourself, you wouldn't be learning and growing. So vulnerability, it sounds like the truth, and it feels like courage. This is an intangible, so I'm trying to make it tangible for you in your world. Truth and courage aren't always comfortable, but they're never weakness. Vulnerability without boundaries leads to disconnection, distress, and disengagement. That's from the book from, I pronounced it wrong last time, Brené Brown. And the book is Daring Greatly. So that's what, again, we want you to be able to avoid the landmines and find the opportunities. Before we get into what your brand voice consists of, because you have to know the elements to know how to mix it up and put it out there, let's set the foundation, which involves three things. First is the PR, the perception and the reality. Branding is about reputation. So perception is what you are known for, how you deliver it, which include your voice, how you show it, which include your voice. And if it's in person, obviously that's the nonverbal. And the R, the reality, is determine how people talk about you. That's how you show up, is how they talk about you. And that's why we're going to get into what the brand consists of, give you an awesome example so you can relate it to your life. The reality is the way people talk about you, which is your brand. And that in turn is your reputation. Branding is about, the second part, is about identity and managing yourself. Keeping all the emotions, all those thoughts, all those things that you're going to get into in order. That's a big part of it. It's about your identity, how you present it. And it needs to be in alignment, the inside and the outside. Why does it need to be in alignment? Because that's the power of branding. That's the reputation. That's the referrals, that word of mouth, that the free sales, the free, where you don't have to pay for advertising and marketing. And that's why this finding your brand voice is important, because your voice is going to help show that person who you are, and it's going to create what a person from the outside feels, sees, and thinks. Powerful quote to get us into the next part of this from Maya Angelou, because it's so true. People don't always remember what you say or even what you do, but they always remember how you made them feel. And it's so funny, coming from a public speaking background, you are so worried about your words and what, I mean, which is important, but what you need to say, and people don't know what you're going to say. They don't know that you're missing something or skipping over it. It's about being in the moment. And that's why that quote is so true, because they can't remember everything you said. They don't remember if you said it perfectly or with, I mean, there's, we're going to get into that, different nuances in a bit. Third part of the foundation is that you are the leader of brand you. Anyone who's been listening knows I'm a huge Shark Tank fan. So here, this fell into my lap by Mr. Wonderful. Interesting brand name for him, but get your attention. Kevin O'Leary, and he talks, this is what he says about becoming a leader. And you're going to be hearing more and more of this in 2015, that you are the leader of you, brand you. What, I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but you're in charge of yourself, which we all know. What Kevin says is this: the thing about success in anything is to be a leader. Even if you're working for someone else, you have to be able to articulate your ideas in 90 seconds or less, explain why you're worth being a leader, and lastly, you have to execute. But you can't just talk without action. You actually have to deliver on what you promise. Yay, Kevin. If you look at people who are successful, they became famous for what they say happens, and they deliver on their promises. That's what makes great leaders and great entrepreneurs and employees, frankly. So let's get into what your brand voice consists of. And a quick way to set the tone for this is to look at it this way. Again, we're trying to make the intangibles tangible. Values are what you say. Personality is how you say it. So get out that blank piece of paper, because it's time for some notes. I'm just going to have you write this down. Think of it. And before we go to a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest, which is just going to blow your socks off and give a great example of how she found her brand voice. So for your piece of paper, the voice consists of tone, volume, pitch, cadence, which are inflections, rhythm, pace, pauses. A lot of musical references. Think of it that way. It's like a song. It grabs your attention right away, keeps you engaged, keeps you going, makes you feel a certain way, makes you feel a certain way on each day you listen to it. So the tone of voice is not what you say, but how you say it. That the tone is so key. Tone is also your choice of words and their order. You don't want to get too tripped up on your words, you know, if you missed anything, but your choice of words and how you order them, you know, you could say the same thing three different ways and get three different results. So that's why that one is a key ingredient. And this is all in your control. I mean, this is where this free sales tool comes in. Confidence. That's, I mean, you could just smile or laugh, or your body language. You don't even have to speak, and you can exude confidence. That's the beauty. That's part of your voice. So the key, though, is to make certain that you believe in what you're saying and you feel confident. Because when you believe, and everyone, they say they don't like sales. And I go, really? I said, well, if you're a customer and you're upset or something has happened and you tell someone, you tell them or talk to them, I should say, you say it very convincingly, because in your mind, there is no option. That's called conviction. And it's, you know, we're going to get into different contexts where that applies and where it doesn't apply. But that's the real key here, is you have to believe in it and you have to feel confident about delivering it. And the more you can deliver with conviction, the more you can convince people. My goal is to replace the word selling with storytelling. So that's what you're doing. Think about a customer service example. You're telling a story. Hey, here's what happened and here's what I want. Now, how you say that, it's that tone, volume, pitch, cadence. If you're emotional, highly charged, that's going to affect the receiving end. So just, you know, be aware of that, that self-awareness next time you are trying to convince someone. Okay, before we go to break and meet our guests, I'm going to share with you why your brand voice can be your most powerful and free sales tool. Free isn't always free, but this one is free. This is, you have complete control. You can, right now I'm using my voice. I'm on the radio. I could speak and use my voice. I don't have to have, you know, besides my time, maybe travel, but of course you want to get that covered. That's a free sales tool. And you could pick up the phone. You could write a letter. Those things are coming back in style. Old school marketing. Okay. Common sense. But it gets noticed now. All right. So three things here. A, I said it's free, or I should say one. You already own it. You can tailor it to your audience. You can tailor your message and your delivery. Two, it captures the essence of your brand. When people hear you, they get you, they get that energy, you make them feel a certain way, that creates brand ambassadors, that creates that word of mouth referral. Three, somebody states a problem and then boom, your name comes up as that solution. That's what we talked about with the brand. You are the best solution for this unique problem and people have no doubt in their mind. Somebody says, I need blank, and they think of your name. That's why you want to own that word and that voice at different networking events, when you talk to people, when you interact with them, introduce yourself. It's setting the stage for that, and it builds from there because we all put people into a mental bucket, and that includes all the subtle verbal and nonverbal cues. So your words are your promise. Your action is your delivery. And that is the most cost efficient and results driven vehicle to create word of mouth advertising. You are the driver. This is your vehicle. It's based on your voice, your words, and your actions are part of your voice. Okay, we're going to cut to a short break so that we can get our guests on the line. So stay tuned and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Calling all CFOs, finance and risk professionals, your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision-making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel.
Tune in to The Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect. Welcome back to Power Up Branding. This is Kathy Bass. I was just talking about finding your brand voice, setting up the foundation and what the brand voice consists of. And I want to get right into our guest. I'm so excited. Bernadette and I met in 2010. We both, when we started on our entrepreneur journey at the Perfect Business Summit. And we have touched base in and out of the years when we hit the highs and the lows on that roller coaster that we're all on. So first off, Bernadette Boas is a sister, a daughter, an aunt and a friend, an entrepreneur, and a professional shifter. That's how we connected. She's also an author, a speaker, and a radio show host, and a people connector. Bernadette is truly a ball of fire. She's also an ex-corporate executive. This is where her bitch was born and where her bitch died. Bernadette Boas is the founder of Ball of Fire, Inc., appropriately named, and she is the creator of the mega movement, Shedding the Bitch, trademark symbol, and this was born from her acclaimed book, which was Shedding the Corporate Bitch. She grew up in corporate America, then in 2007 found herself in a parking lot, pink slip in hand, and it was then that she began to see clearly for the first time ever. What she thought was the worst day in her life was the best day of her life. So welcome, Bernadette.
Thanks, Cass. It's great to talk with you.
You too. I love how you can turn what seems like, I said, worst day of your life, a panic mode into, I mean, this brand that's building. And I'm excited to have you too, because you have a great, I always like to use extreme examples so people can, and I mean that in a good way, ball of fire. Because you took on a lot when you started, and that is meaning her avatars, which are pain and joy. And
right.
I love your story and your example, which I'm going to let you share in just a moment. Just want to set the scene, because avatars are typically not good in branding, because people want to see your face. But in your, you know, and I talked about turning the intangible into tangible. So with your title, your brand, what you're trying to create a movement, working on a movie, you have a book, so your avatars are key. So I'm going to introduce one of them. Their name is Pain, which packages the painful emotions, the word that I, hey, I said it, your bitches, which are the angst in life, fears, doubts, all that, and then joy, which are the riches. So I'd love to hear, and the audience would love to hear, how you came up with pain and joy, how it felt talking through them and hearing your story.
Yeah, well, it was kind of very organic. As you mentioned, kind of that day in the parking lot when I realized that, you know, a 25-year, very high-powered, high-visible corporate career was going to be over, not because I couldn't find another corporate job, but just because I just sensed that I just did what I could do and it was done and over with. So, but I had to figure out why. I was thrilled that I'd lost this high-powered, high-paying, high-visible job, and yet I didn't understand that. So I, over the next year and a half, I dug deep and I discovered that there was a lot of these, kind of laugh through what I call bitches, which isn't a negative curse word anymore. It's more those inner angst attitudes, negative mindsets, like you said. And so when I came up with the title of the book, it was through a conversation. It was very, very simple wording with this conversation. And someone said to me, wow, that's a book about, you know, shedding your corporate bitch and shifting from bitch to rich. So in that, I kind of realized through my writing that there was two sides of me, like a Jekyll and a Hyde. Think of that. And it was about the fact that I had all this pain, all this angst, all these, this insecurity. And as I was digging into it and admitting to it, and you talked about it, your own voice, creating brand awareness, being self-aware, I really realized that there was a lot of pain in my heart and there was a lot of joy in my heart. And the next thing you know, I sat there and said, wow, you know, those are two, you know, drastic opposites. And so as I went through the branding process, so to speak, and wanted something to represent that, you know, that transformation, I actually posted it out to my fan base at the time. And I said, look, here are the images I've come up with. And it was the avatars that you're talking about. I just had images of them at the time. I said, help me put names to these. And I kind of described, like you were doing earlier, I kind of described the scenario. And I already had the names Pain and Joy, but I thought, oh, I'm going to put it out to my fan base. They came up with the same thing. They came up with a bunch. They came up with
your
like
free focus group.
Yeah, it was a great focus group. And so, you know, they came up with 10 or 11, but when I saw multiple people coming up with Pain and Joy, of which I also did, you know, that kind of nailed it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's huge because you hear that, the good voice, the bad voice. I mean, it represents those, but for your story, it really, like everything you do, you bring things to life. The ball of fire totally fits. And I knew that when I first met you.
Yeah. Well, and if I could, just to maybe help your listeners, you know, if you remember that story too, my business name was called The Bose Group at the time. It was very formal, very polished, very
corporate. Very vanilla.
You know, very vanilla, thank
Except
you.
Except for that was your name. It had meaning, but yes.
No, I understood that, but, you know, that was the mindset I was in coming out of corporate after 25 years. So it never resonated. Like you talk about, you know, that it has to fit your personality. It has to fit who you are.
Like
and
an so outfit, yeah.
I never felt comfortable with the Bose Group. And so one day at a speaking event, someone was introducing me, and they kind of like threw away my corporate profile and bio, and they said, you know what, I don't need this. I'm going to introduce her myself. And she went on to say, all you need to know is that she's a ball of fire, blah, 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 blah. Well, every hair on my body stood up when she said ball of fire.
So that's how you know. I love that you brought that in because it's so true, and that's why I love about branding because that's when you know. Either know it's wrong or it's right. That's
correct.
A great.
And yeah.
Wow. And other people, yeah, it's what they see and how you make them feel.
Correct.
That's
correct.
I mean, and also the other part in that I just want to point out, it's, and this is why branding is so important, because this is what happens to people. What happened to me, you know, replacing my backbone with a wishbone, is you shed away all these layers of personality. And that's why we're talking about this today. That's why I'm doing the show. That's why branding is elevated in importance, because we want personality back. We want to get rid of the vanilla. So I imagine you were on that. You were just on a treadmill. You never had a chance to stop. So that pink slip was your breakdown / breakthrough.
Correct. And once I found it, once I found Pain and Joy, once I found Ball of Fire, I spoke, you know, kind of, if you thought my energy level was high when we met, it just set my energy level and my passion and my determination around what I was doing that much further into the hemisphere, because it was so me. It was just who I truly was.
Well, it's the clarity, yes.
Yep.
Feels good when you find you again, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Oh, well, that took vulnerability to share that. I mean, that's what more people are, you know, saying, sharing your story in that. But context is key. And yeah, so you've been on, I mean, how did it feel? That's why I was wondering, because, you know, I'm my own voice. I'm the face and voice of my brand. And the avatar, like I said, with your brand, it completely fits. But how does it feel when you're talking about them? Do you tap into that emotion?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have their own Twitter accounts, and they're not dogs, but they have their own Twitter accounts because they're characters.
Well, yes, they have their own Twitter accounts, and they used to talk with each other a great deal, and they used to kind of bounce off of each other. And with my screenwriting project of the last, like, 18, 19 months, I can only do so much, and I really was focused on the writing of the screenplay. So Pain and Joy will come back into the messaging and into the kind of the shifting work that we'll be doing in 2015. But they kind of took a break They were kind of tired of beating up on each other. No, I'm kidding. But and because
yeah, but that's evolution. So they're rebranding. Good. So they're behind the scenes. They'll come make an appearance when they're ready.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but I didn't mind the avatar. But to your point, you brought up when you introduced me is the avatars always serve their purpose, but they're not me. So I have had to create my own personal brand. Bernadette Bowe/Ball of Fire but in place of or complementary to the actual brand avatars of Pain and Joy.
Yeah, I'd say complementary because it's an extension, and that's correct. Why I was so excited to have you on the show because I'm like, this story completely fits to just clear up that confusion.
Correct. And I do want to mention that, because you and I have talked over the last, number of years, those that are listening, don't think it's going to happen overnight. I mean, let your personality, let your voice, use Kathy to help you define it. But, it'll change over time and it'll evolve. And it certainly has for me. And that's why I'm very clear now as going into 2015 as to where, all of these different brands kind of fit.
That's why you're supposed to enjoy the journey, right?
Exactly, exactly.
But I like that you point out, too, in real life that they're taking a break in that whole thing because that's nothing to be ashamed about or I just don't have the time. There's so many people out there. And, for me, that's really important to create what they call a lifestyle business. What that means is running your business around your life because you and your life is more important and we can get caught up in that business. Oh. So this is... You have to step back, right? And a lot of work doing a screenplay. And I've seen actually you've done speaking events where you have life size. I mean, being in branding, I just love that because it's like pride of ownership. It's like when somebody has a sticker on their car, their license plate, and they're, oh, this is my brand. This is, so you actually, they fit in your case because they wouldn't be alive without you.
Right.
Again, they fit into what your, future goals are.
Right.
And, mine's about being real, so I have to show my own face. I wanted to show an avatar at the beginning. Actually, I think you were the first one that threw me in front of the video camera. Thank you. For the last minute interview, 3 days. Yeah, I always do it at the end of the conference. Anyways. So speaking of voice, I mean, it is authentic because it is you and it is your emotions. And you, again, brought these intangible, bitches, angst, things that people don't want to talk to in a way that they can talk about them, which is huge because then people can take a hold of Pain and Joy and fit it into how their life is. I mean, what kind of response have you gotten back from them?
I get very much like people either really running toward me because they want to be part of it. They want to understand how I made this shift myself and how I'm helping other people and they want it for themselves. Or I get the people who kind of run away from me and or the subject matter that I bring up because I do it very straightforward. I'm very bold. I'm very in your face. I'm not in your face to where I want to put you in an awkward or uncomfortable position, but I do want you to, shift a little bit. And so people who aren't ready to face their bitches, as I call it, or their demons or their inner critic, whatever you want to call it, I've had people get up and leave my events and leave my speaking engagements.
They say that's a good thing because you're building loyalty and you are making a stand and that is part of finding your voice.
Correct. Because yes, I don't talk. I don't, I'm no longer worried about what other people think of me. Which
Yay!
Is a beautiful thing. And so it does help with the clarity and the message that I'm looking to, bring to people.
Yeah, and I mean, that applies to everyday life, too, is people don't want to face the truth. But I bet you've seen some of those people come back later on.
I have.
To get under their skin, which is good, because you want results. We want results in a good way.
And that's all I care about, is someone getting results.
Going from pain to joy.
Correct.
Saying, hey, pain, I see you. I don't like you.
Right.
I want to move to the riches, to joy.
And what do I need to do that? Because, the work you do, the work I do, people just need help and guidance and some pointers.
Yeah, and it's just different language, different, my story obviously is different than yours, and so it's not going to resonate with your listeners, and we all can learn different pieces from each story and journey, and I mean, certainly I talked before about when I was in a cubicle and I introduced myself by my full name. Well, right there was a red flag saying, this is right. not you. And that was the start of the downfall. But hey, we're here today and that's what matters.
Exactly.
So now can you share, because I know you can't stay with us the whole episode, so I appreciate you calling in and your busy schedule. And I want to always give my listeners, who are your listeners today too, the top three tips to find your brand voice. Make sure we don't miss that.
Well, I think you need to kind of step away from, you know, the world, so to speak. I tell people to go to a park or sit in a room, you know, whatever the case might be. But you need to go inward and really think about, you know, who are you and what do you want and what do you not want? And really just spend time trying to figure out who you are. And then just apply kind of, you know, what your message in life wants to be. What do you want your legacy to be? It doesn't have to be huge. It, you know, and it just needs to be simple, so do that next. And then apply and play with it and test it and ask other people for their input. You know, ask them, what do you think of me? You know, had I asked them 10 years ago and if I asked them today, it'd be very, very different, thank God. But ask other people as well and then just play with it and make it fun to find what your message is, what your voice is and who you are. As opposed to hide from it and be scared of it and then be scared of what the outcome could be.
Because, I mean, honestly, that creates passive aggressive because they want to speak up, but they can't. So it's not correct. Comfortable for anyone. And we kind of touched on that in the last episode, of being yourself. Those are, I mean, those are great tips because being, you know, resourceful, I like that. So you have a park, you have even, I've heard that without, you know, if you have family or a lot going on, a closet. Just for a few moments, right? Get a break and then you have to apply it, definitely. And then I like how you say play with it because that's experimenting, but it sounds more fun because it is uncomfortable, as you know. But if you're playing with it, I mean, that's part of it because my whole goal is I want to get there sooner than later.
Yes.
To get this uncomfortable next thing behind me. And also what you said about legacy, that's what people think too is I have to go. You say huge, I like big.
Yeah.
That isn't, you know, always the case. And that was how I started, if you remember. Right. So I got in my own way. So that is important is at this point in time, like, you know, if you're sick, how far does the kitchen seem, right? It's like miles and miles away. So it's wherever that person is at this point is kind of what's the legacy, what's the next step to get closer to joy and further away from pain.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, you still have a mixture, but you have more. I mean, that's kind of what this is like, too. It's like cooking, right? It's like putting the ingredients in and saying, no, you know, this needs a little bit more spice. No, there's too much in here. I cooked it for too long, too, right?
Exactly.
Playing with it.
And life is one big journey of, you know, you one step forward, a couple steps back. It's just how you handle those things and making the adjustments and not getting all in your head about whether you're right, wrong, or indifferent, and just playing with it and allowing yourself to make those missteps and allowing yourself to have those victories and honor those riches and just keep going. But, you know, no one benefits from someone beating up on themselves on a regular basis.
I know. So what do you think, being the, you know, psychology background, because I see that so common, obviously we both had it. Is that just what they're used to? And they, I mean, because, you know, your thoughts create your reality, so that's really true. People don't even, you don't even think what you think they thought of you. Does that make sense?
Correct. Correct. Well, nothing was more freeing for me than the day I was standing in the middle or standing in front of an audience of like 500. And every ounce of what anybody thought of me just kind of drifted apart. I don't know what it was about that particular event. But I just kind of stood there. I was telling my story. I had people gasping. I had people laughing. I had people uncomfortable. And, you know, and I just was basically just being me as opposed to being that uptight, rigid, corporate. And nothing against corporate. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to paint a picture of what I looked like. And I just decided to just let it go and be that, you know, my brothers and sisters used to call me their foxy, flaky, and far-out sister. And I just let it all go. And it was the most freeing experience. And again, it doesn't happen overnight. It just happens by you tapping in and being willing to kind of forgive yourself, thank yourself, honor yourself, and, you know, give yourself what it is you deserve. So it's a miraculous experience to go through.
I like that. I mean, that's the whole thing. People think a breakdown is bad, but it gives you the breakthrough. And yeah, I think you just, I mean, like for me, I just got to the point of being sick of my circumstance and everyone feeding this kind of victim. Well, not kind of, it was a victim story.
Right.
Because they felt bad. And I wish someone said, hey, you know, shook me and said, here's the truth.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever their perception was. Cause like you said, it's our job if we take it personally or not. And that's the biggest thing. And that's what we touched on last, is just who cares what other people think, because your personality, you can't come out. If you have those voices stuffing you, limiting you, you get into, I remember one episode, I didn't know if I went to break or not. I mean, it was a new experience and I got caught in my head and it wasn't comfortable. But I learned from it. I didn't do it again. But that's kind of what it is, or with your, you know, speaking, you're thinking too much. And so that's really key. And I'm going to touch in the last segment of the episode and those, what I call what ifs, you know, what if this, what if I, those voices, just so people can have their, that word, it's overused, but authentic brand voice. I mean, that's just being real.
Yeah.
And the sooner, oh, we're actually almost at our second break. Wow. That goes by quick. So, oh my gosh, I want to thank you for calling in, Bernadette.
You're very
and
welcome,
sharing your
Kath.
Your story, being vulnerable, and know that we'll talk soon, and you added a lot of value to the listeners today. And any parting words you want to share with the listeners before we head off to break?
No, 2:15 is right around the corner. Just make sure you have your goals and plans and your, you know, inner voice working. And no, I think you're doing a great job, and I think your listeners will gain a lot of it, especially as they go into the new year. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, and everyone stay tuned, whether it's, you know, 2:15 or whatever marker. That's the thing with markers, is you can make your own, right?
Right.
Create it of just, okay, it's going to happen. And you take that action and you push through that pain and those fears. Awesome. Well, thank you, Bernadette. And everyone stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
It's a sad fact that fraud is rampant in today's business environment. The headlines scream about once prestigious organizations falling victim to or crumbling due to the consequences of fraud. How do you keep fraud from affecting you and your business? Tune in to Fraud Talk with host Chris Marquet. Chris has over 30 years of fraud investigation experience, business intelligence, and is a renowned security consultant. Chris and his guests will inform you and help keep you from being the next statistic of fraud. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guests today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back to this episode titled Find Your Brand Voice. We just finished a segment before break, so if you missed it, definitely hit the replay. We had Bernadette Boas, the Ball of Fire, and I realized I didn't give you her Twitter handle. And that way you can connect with Pain or Joy if you want, or her brand, or her individual account. So it's Bernadette, and last name Boas. And then my Twitter handle is at Ladies Who Brand, LadiesWhoBrand. And both of us are also on Facebook. If you have any questions or something resonated, or you want to have an accountability partner, that's really why I love Facebook, because I'll put stuff on there, like if I don't want to go running or to the gym, and I say, okay, I post it, then I have to do it, because if I say it, I have to do it, because that's the business I'm in. All right, so let's get back into finding your brand voice and why it's so important. And like the first segment talked about how it's a free sales tool, because you already own it. It's yours. It's free. It's there. Might need some tuning, might need some practice. Big fan of Toastmasters. That's who helped me. I think I went for 3 years, and that was my practice safe room of finding my voice and speaking out and really finding, you know, because you have to have essence to back up your voice. Everyone has one, doesn't mean you have to use it. Just like if there's a stage and a microphone, you want to back it up with those beliefs and values, and that's what creates that conviction. So before I get into that, the nuances of the brand voice, again, to help you avoid the landmines and help you find the gold mines. Ooh, that's a good one. Got to write that down. Okay. Think about when you know when this is not you, or you're trying to be someone you're not. And this is something I struggled with in the beginning, and I see it's a great example when there's a one-person business and they talk we and they try to make themselves sound bigger than they are. People can, they can see that, and they can, you know, feel it, I should say. That ties into what we talked about in the beginning, is people don't remember what you said. They remember how you made them feel. And just something's off. That's that disconnect or whatever. And so that's why I say celebrate your size, no matter what it is, figuratively speaking, whether you're just starting out, whatever, because people can't help you unless they can identify you. And that's about being you, speaking your truth, and just totally switching gears. Because again, I made this mistake, wanting to get there already, wanting, there is no finish line. And so you're at a point, or you're stuck, or you want to move forward, whatever. If you're not telling, you know, the person where you're at, nobody can help you. And our world is moving so fast. That's why we're switching from being competitors to being collaborators. And it's really getting from that point A to point B. And your voice is, boom, right there. You can have a business. You have your voice. I'm sure everyone has a phone somewhere, hopefully. Connect, got to be connected at least one place. And boom, you can have a business. So the voice, that's what's going to convert people. That's what's going to convince them. So just remember that part of it, is not trying to be someone you're not. This might sound counterintuitive, but I use this example for people starting out because it just sets the wheels in motion and gets you going. Is, okay, brand voice. Well, I don't know who I am yet. What do I value? What do I believe? I've just started my business. I don't know. So think about if you could have any celebrity. Don't do it. Don't pay them. But if you think about the celebrity you would want as your spokesperson, that will help you, a quick exercise to help you identify what you know, your aspirations are and what you want it to look like. But then you have to deliver that. And it just will help you, you know, personify all those intangibles and make them tangible. And if you're in the middle of it, you're almost there. Remember, it's like cooking. It's different ingredients, different pieces. The main three that I'm going to get into are personality. That's what we want to see more of, personality. Circumstance, we all have them. And context. And these all can affect your brand voice, among many other things, but we're just getting to the meat here. All right, so we heard from Bernadette Boas with her two avatars. You know, is that real or fake? Well, they're real because they're an extension of her brand, and they fit a purpose, and they have meaning behind them, and they have her as the voice. So it is real. It is real. It is fueled by her. That's her personality. That, you know, she likes a lot. I know from getting to know her, a lot going on and making things happen and making them big. And so this fits her, and that's her personality. And so this, as we touched on last segment, effect, you know, is really likability, memorability. Likability goes two ways. You know, she mentioned some people had walked out while she was speaking. That's not a bad thing. That is means you affected somebody, or they're just not the right match for you. So wouldn't you rather them out of the room than in the room? Maybe they're just not ready. Maybe they had a call. I mean, you never, ever know. And which brings us into circumstances. You never know behind the scenes. And that's why it's so important to not care about what they think, because you don't know the circumstances. Make it fun for you. I mean, you're showing up. You're there. Bring that personality. Nobody likes vanilla. They want, you know, where are the sprinkles? Where, you know, how does that fit into the circumstances? Which, you know, just again, that self-awareness, look around. I don't know if you're in an office, if you're at a networking event, whatever, wherever you are, just think about the circumstances and be aware of your mood, which is key, because people can sense that. We've all been on the other side. They can all sense that. And the brand voice, that is the heart and the soul of your communication. That's where that that conviction, that personality comes through. So I give you three different things for your blank piece of paper, which hopefully isn't blank anymore, unless you're driving. Don't do that. But think in terms of you think something, you feel it, and you do it. And not doing is a form of doing. You also have your thoughts, which then create your emotions and therefore your attitude. And you also then have another way to look at those three really important elements is you have your mindset. That's what you're thinking. Okay, that creates your attitude and therefore your drive. So attitude fits in there twice. I mean, that's really key. And does it fit your brand? Does it fit your personality? Can you back it up? Meaning, do you feel comfortable delivering that? And context is key, because that will affect everything. Is are you in a meeting? Do you have clients? Do you have, I mean, that's just a form of tuning your voice, your message based on that. Not shaving off the meaning or the personality, but just again looking at those elements, the tone, the cadence, the volume, those different things. And you also, well, now we have to look at distractions. They're everywhere. And so if, you know, if somebody walks away or they get distracted, again, don't take it personally. Just, it's all about you finding your voice. And those people will remember that. I mean, right now they're saying you have 8 seconds. It used to be 9 seconds to get somebody's attention. But again, in context, keep that in mind as you're fine-tuning your voice. And also, you know, looking at other people's attention, you have to look at your internal, that mindset, the attitude. Are you nervous? You have to channel that. That's where you set the boundaries on being vulnerable. And so if you, I mean, this episode is for those who are feeling unheard or they're having trouble expressing themselves. And that's where that passive aggressive comes in, where you really want to speak up, but you can't. And so you kind of come out really strong and then you go back, and that's okay. That's a pendulum, because this is about getting to the center, close to center as possible, because center is perfection. I don't know anyone who's achieved that. And the key here is to communicate your story, because who you really are, it won't only support your brand, but it will define it. It will shape it. People go, oh, I met her and okay, I liked her, but I wasn't sure what she was about. Then they meet you again, they hear a little bit more. And again, context and how you're delivering it, depending on where you are and what the goal is. I like to use the word intention instead of agenda. So if you go, it's just an intention of showing up, that's key. And a great way, you know, if you're nervous, because you don't want that, you want to express your beliefs, values, and opinions, but don't want to be nervous, a great way to do that is two parts. One is think about the event before you go, not in the car, but before you get in the car. or a conversation or meeting, appointment, whatever, think about what their main question is going to be to you or what you want to work on for yourself. Not the elevator pitch, because people want to know who you are, not what you do. So wipe that out of your mind. I mean, you could just start with a hello. But a great quick exercise is to think of that main question people might ask you or something you might have in common with the people and come up with three different answers. And that's an awesome practice ground to try those different answers out, like Bernadette touched on, is listen to people's feedback. Be self-aware. Again, don't take it personally. Don't, you know, see what fits you. And there'll be different signs that you'll know if it fits or doesn't. That's the beauty of this. It's not about being right. It's, does it feel right? And that's up to you to decide. So that's where the rules do not apply. All right. So the voice is, you know, your beliefs, your values, and your opinions. It helps people get to know you. Not what you do, but get to know you. So great way to do that. This is for your piece of paper, is to figure out your boundaries. What are your non-negotiables? What makes you feel good? What are you willing to take a risk for, either standing up or walking away? Meaning, I really wanted to talk, but it wasn't the right time or the right context, making sure that's not your fear or doubt speaking up, that it actually wasn't appropriate, good context. Then you walk away and maybe you get a second chance, but just examine that, how you feel after. Because you know, if it's important, you feel it, you want to speak up. So you have to look at why didn't you speak up and say, oh, okay, this is why. And then just keep moving forward. And key here is you have to forfeit learning to look good all the time. Because this is a new, something that maybe you're not comfortable with and maybe you're not used to. And you have to learn to own it. And, you know, gain that clarity and where, what is my voice and am I evolving? I mean, if you aren't uncomfortable in learning, you aren't evolving. So it's not who am I, but this is who I am. And, you know, be aware of your audience, how you're delivering it. So this will help you. I mean, as you practice, you talk to people, help you gain confidence as you take risks, and it will stop the what ifs in your voice. So don't constantly worry about what you're going to say or if you say it wrong, because that will paralyze you and it will scare you into saying nothing. So, we're almost at the end of the episode. That goes by quick. And I want to make sure I get my three tips in for you before we end the show. And I mentioned coming up with three different answers to the main question. If you can't think of anything, you could just, it's really easy to show up, say hi, listen, and smile, and see where that takes you, because people want to get to know you. So my three tips are, and they're based on this, is priorities change, style doesn't. And I actually learned this one. My network, Voice America, has a new channel, voiceamerica.tv, and I happened to watch the video where the founder came up with three beautiful words, respect, reflect, and perfect. So you can go on voiceamerica.tv and hear how he explains it. But it's, in a nutshell, respect the people around you, reflect on your voice and what the voices are coming back at you, and perfect it. Not perfect. See, that's a great example of voice. Perfect or perfect? Perfect. Number two, don't take anything personally. Yes, I keep saying that, but it's key, key, key. Number three, don't be afraid to speak up. Choose your words carefully. Don't think too much, but think, okay, these are the main words I want to say. Practice and you will shape your voice. It will happen. Like we mentioned, it's a process and it involves character and humility. A quote from Helen Keller, someone who really needed her voice, is about character. Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. What a great note to close this on. And I am going to close with my saying that I always say in my monthly newsletter. You can go on my website and sign up for it if you'd like to get monthly nuggets, branding nuggets. And my closing is, I hope you are starting to realize that you are communicating your brand every day in every way. Just be you, fulfill what you promise, and always give your best. to Power Up. Thanks for tuning in and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thank you for helping to improve your brand by joining us for Power Up Branding. Your host, Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, will be back with another edition of the show next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Take your brand to the next level, one show at a time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.